Satsang from Reno Center, June 6th, 2021. Question number 61 of Most Precious, along with two quotes from Sai Baba, are read.
Tonight's topic is regarding what happens to the soul after one dies. We have two quotes from Sai Baba, and then we're going to read the question and answer from Most Precious. Sai Baba, this life, which begins with a wail, must end with a smile. When you were a little baby, all around you smiled, though you kept on wailing. When you die round, you weep at the loss. You should smile in peace and quiet resignation. Second quote from Sai Baba. Death involves certain developments that weaken and extinguish life. It does not affect the Atma, which has no death and cannot be destroyed. Therefore, one should not fear death. Death is but another stage of life. However long one suffers from illness, or however severe the injury, death can happen only when time signals the right moment. When the yearning for living ends, there can be no more birth. Most Precious. O dear one, tell us what happens to the soul after one dies. Answer. Freedom happens. The soul goes through certain stages, and each is freer and freer until all sheds away. The real self is unbounded, indescribable, and unconscious of the manifest, the unmanifested, pure being, until the next movement that occurs, which starts the next manifestation. When I was preparing this one, I thought, this might be a little bit more difficult to talk about because we don't have the experience of dying. But there are a lot of things here that we do have experience with, like concepts like what freedom is and the self. And we have had tools and meditations like the death meditation. So if you have other teachings that you've heard from Sat or Baba that you want to bring into this, or other things to help us open it, or questions, or anything, just feel free to open it up. And I've brought also another sharing from Sat that's related. So I'll go into the first question here, which is, how do these truths make you feel? How do they help you on your path?
Several people share, and then Bahar makes a comment about Sai Baba's quote. And discussion continues.
For me, the last sentence of Sai Baba's second quote where it says, when the yearning for living ends, there can be no more birth. I thought that was really interesting. And I wonder if it speaks to what Radha was saying too, like, what is yearning for living? Is it the attraction to the thoughts? Is that what goes?
Anyone else want to share about maybe what the yearning for living might be, or in your experience?
Go ahead, Masu.
I don't have an answer for what Bahar was asking, but your first comment about death and all this is kind of, I have association with teachings, Jesus, Muhammad, about second life, dying before dying. And how that relates to this is something that I hope I can get out of today's discussion. Because when we die of ourselves, die of this world, then there's no desire to come back. And that life after that, you know, when we're still in this form. So the idea of life after death is something I very intentionally tried to stay away from because I thought it was a curiosity. And for me, it has. I've been very, because it gets into stuff that I'm just not. I don't want to spend time on. There are many books, but I've read, put them aside, and I just want to know what I'm doing this now here. And so that's kind of what I wanted to share. I'm hoping to understand.
When the soul comes around enough time, it gets to the point that says, no thank you, and really means it. And that comes from the maturity of the soul. That's for death of the body I'm talking about, and also the maturity of the way one lived during the body's journey. But I honestly think that those of us that in the world that are to this extent attracted to the teaching of non-dual and going beyond the mind, we are old souls, all of us, or we wouldn't be interested. So that's enough for us to live a normal life and continue contemplation in silence and leave the arrival alone. Because the wheel is turning. Whether you push it, try to push it harder. You know, when the car is running, it's foolish to go after it and try to push it faster. So I think this is good news for us to know that we already been around enough to say enough is enough. And at the time of leaving the body, because of how we lived life and because of being an older soul, the process becomes very rapid and very beautiful. The things that we wanted to achieve and it wasn't going fast enough, it'll go fast. So no concern there. I watched enough people that were close to me to see how they're just listening, not even practicing, just listening to the truth. Their death was unbelievable. The process of detachment that came, the process of silence that came, the process of letting go that came automatically, and they left their body with quite a bit of release and relief. We take ourselves as granted. That is the right English. Because we're so used to ourselves being in the advanced path that we want more and more. But believe me, it is so rare. You might have a lot of people in a gathering, but you see, you can tell who has been around enough because they zoom on the essence of things. They don't just play with the exciting things around the subject. This is why I always want to cut the curiosity, because the curiosity means I'm still interested. And in order to have full release. By the way, that sentence really got me too. I was very happy to hear it. Little by little, one of the signs is that the interest and curiosity dies down. Just even on the spirituality of having too many ideas, too many places, too many things, they begin to die down, and it's like a lily flower that it closes at night, and yeah. Our hearts open up, but our curiosity dies down.
Freedom happens. The soul goes through certain stages, and each is freer and freer until all sheds away. What is your understanding or experience of the freedom being described here?
You can't experience that. It's after death.
That's a really good point. What's a better question here?
No. Let me... This also happens while we are living. You go through stages and this. But if you haven't done your progress, expansion, you go to the subtle body and causal body and all of that until everything dies down and you find yourself as the reality until the next movement. That's what came to me as that writing. But even is happening during the body, where we go through stages and phases of life, and even physically we go from a baby to a child, from child to, you know, young adult, and so on and so forth. And then if we are on the right path, then we see on the way back home, this is another process of what's happening here. You start shedding things and going through seeing, not liking it, doing something about it, release, recognition, realization, and ultimately going to Baba's last sentence, which says,
"When the yearning for living ends, there can be no more birth."
It's beautiful.
And that yearning for living is related to that curiosity dropping and that desires dropping. And
yeah. Through your practices, not through force, through seeing the pain of it and having something in your hand that can eliminate the art of living, an attachment, you contemplate on the pile of ash. It gives you a really good shake. To realize that all the activities end in the pile of ash. They say that, I've heard from people in India talking about very rare souls, they just go into the light, because there is no tendencies left in their body to be burned to ashes. They just go. That's so rare. My final comment is that the wheel is turning. And the less we interfere with it, better it is. Shervin, do you have any question about death?
No.
If it's just possible to ask, the less we interfere with it, can you just describe what that interfering with it is one more time? For us.
Just trust it. And the tendency is the personality, the entity that we call ourselves by name, wants to get there fast or to become discouraged or to collect information, or these are all activities, right? Where to leave it alone means just stay, just relax and stay. After all, it's the best way to get there. In a way. So, yeah, just to relax and try not to get fascinated by the mind.
Sachin, thank you so much.
I didn't do anything.
This is from a hike from 2019 from the Most Precious Retreat. Said, "This is the biggest gift we have been given in this lifetime. This gift is the only thing that we carry with us. It existed before this dream and will continue to exist after this dream is over. If we had not found this gift, we would come and go with the dream. When we would leave the body, we would still identify with the images and the body. But now, when we experience the stillness completely, we no longer travel through the imagination of the body and the mind. I have to give you the news. And you might not like it, but it is good prevention. When we are drowning in the world and we leave our body, we go in the subtle body, which is a mind without a body.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Go on.
You go. I said it was not good. You might not like it.
Yeah.
We continue the same garbage, the same fear, the same anxiety. The good news. When we learn the stop meditation, get rid of the subtle body, which is the mind. When we leave our body, it is only silence and tranquility. Anyone else have anything they want to share before I read these quotes again?
Yeah, it's nice to have sharing afterwards that has nothing to do with the quotes. Just sharing, if you have something in your heart you want to share with us, that would be a good thing to do.
وقتی که داشتم این سوال به شصره رو میخوندم، قسمتش که میگه که the real self is unbounded, indescribable and unconscious of the manifest.
This just is. Becoming belongs to the... they're not separated. They're not separated. But the base is unmoved. Just like in the theater. The screen is unmoved. But gives possibility for the creation. But the screen on the theater, or the painter's canvas, even though it gives life to the painting, it isn't the painting. And this is, you understand when you yearn the last sentence of Sai Baba. It is magnificent to not be aware of the manifest. That's the highest desire of one human being. It can't get any higher than that. There's none. Once you get to that, you pretty much advance to good position to be nothing.
What about Sat-Chit Ananda? The Chit is awareness. Is that awareness different from being completely?
Yes.
This is different?
Yes. They're all different. Sat, Chit, Ananda, existence, awareness, and bliss. This is the description that is given, but in reality, once you're in the body and you experience that, there is a lot of Ananda. But is it Ananda without body, or just is? I don't know. Does it need Ananda? Will you feel Ananda or not Ananda at that time? I don't know. I don't think so. But it's an opportunity to experience it here and feel the Ananda. Because we're so bogged down by the mind that when we experience that Ananda, is a relief. But if there is no mind, it's an empty mind, you know, it's just perfection itself, right? Or what name would you give it? I don't know. Am I talking to myself?
No, it makes sense. I'm trying to put it together with another thing you said, difference between very deep sleep, where there is no dream, and that is, in one there is awareness, in the other isn't.
Yes, there is an awareness. It is the awareness itself. If it wasn't awareness, the consciousness would not rise from it, which are the painting. I tell you when I don't come back anymore. Or if any of you had that experience, please send a text.
Group text.
That's as far as I can go. I'm sorry. Yeah, otherwise it's just going to be guesswork. And that's no good.
This life, which begins with a wail, must end with a smile. When you were a little baby, all around you smiled, though you kept on wailing.
Who wouldn't?
Baby knew what was happening. But when you die, round you weep at the loss, you should smile in peace and quiet resignation. Death involves certain developments that weaken and extinguish life. It does not affect the Atma, which has no death and cannot be destroyed. Therefore, one should not fear death. Death is but another stage of life. However long one suffers from illness, or however severe the injury, death can happen only when time signals the right moment, when the yearning for living ends, there can be no birth. O dear one, tell us what happens to the soul after one dies. Answer: freedom happens. the soul goes through certain stages, and each is freer and freer until all sheds away. The real self is unbounded, indescribable, and unconscious of the manifest, the unmanifested pure being, until the next movement that occurs, which starts the next manifestation.
When the yearning for living ends, that includes yearning for liberation, by the way. I was talking to myself.
Don't let it stop you.
Thank you, Seth.
Namaste.
Thank you.